On a stormy afternoon when the sky was grey and the winds howled through the trees, Mia discovered something incredible in her backyard. An old ship tangled in vines, as if waiting just for her. Curiosity sparked in her heart. She climbed aboard, gripping the railing as the ship began to move, sailing not on water, but through the clouds. After what felt like moments and an eternity all at once, the ship docked at the Island of Echoes. The island was alive with towering creatures, tall, strange, and glowing faintly under the stormy skies. "Hello, who are you?" At first, Mia thought they were mocking her. Every word she said, they repeated louder and louder. But as she watched their glowing eyes, she realized they weren't mocking her at all. They were lonely. And just like that, Mia became their friend. She taught them songs and games, and together they built forts from giant trees, danced under glowing skies, and shared magical, glittering fruits. But one day the sky turned darker, and the ground trembled. The island began to crumble. The creatures panicked, their voices echoing their fear. "The island is falling! Falling! We need to stay calm. Follow me. I'll help you." Guiding the creatures to the ship, Mia helped them aboard. The ship rose into the clouds, away from the crumbling island, and sailed back to her world. From that day on, the echo creatures found a home in the forest near Mia's backyard, and though they no longer echoed every word, their laughter filled the air whenever they played with Mia. "We'll always have adventures together." And so the lonely echoes became joyful voices, and Mia's backyard became a haven for the extraordinary. The end.